Sometime in late 2019 or early 2020, the bodies of two children were placed into separate plastic bags and buried in the backyard of a home on North 56 West in Salem, Idaho. Tylee Ryan was 16 years old. Her brother J.J. Vallo was 7. Neither had been reported missing by the adults legally responsible for them. There is a name in the text messages that still has not been fully explained. I will come back to it. For the first 5 months, no one outside their immediate circle knew they were dead. Their mother, Lori Vallo, who would later become Lori Daybell, told the people who asked that JJ was staying with a family friend in Arizona and that Tylee was fine. Those two statements are what the evidence eventually reduced to their essential meaning. A mother who had already decided her children were not children anymore. The classification system she and Chad Daybell had built together ran on a scale they called light and dark. People on the light side were safe. People who darkened, who became what their doctrine called zombies, were no longer considered fully human by the people using that language. This was not metaphor. In the text messages recovered by investigators, the word zombie appears multiple times in reference to specific named individuals. Once that label attached, the logic of their belief system permitted what followed. Tylee Ryan was described in text messages sent from Lori to Chad in the fall of 2019. She was 16. She had been on a family trip to Yellowstone on September 8, 2019. Photographs from that trip were later recovered. They were some of the last images of her alive. Within 2 months of those photographs, she was dead. J.J. Vallo, Lori's adopted son, 7 years old, autistic, described by those who knew him as joyful and energetic, was also classified in their system, also dead within months. Their stepfather, Alex Cox, Lori's brother, is believed to have killed both children. He died of what was ruled natural causes in December 2019. The timing of his death, less than 6 months after the children disappeared, remains one of the most discussed and unresolved aspects of a case that has more unanswered edges than most people realize. The third death in this case was Chad Daybell's first wife, Tammy. Tammy Daybell died on October 19, 2019, at their home in Salem, Idaho. She was 49 years old. Her death was initially attributed to natural causes. She was buried. Chad Daybell married Lori Vallo in Hawaii 18 days after Tammy's funeral. I want to be precise about that timeline. Idaho law requires a 60-day waiting period before remarriage. If a spouse has died, they obtain the license in Hawaii, where no such waiting period exists. The investigators who later examined Tammy's death exhumed her body in February 2020. The medical examiner who performed the second autopsy found evidence consistent with asphyxiation. She had been smothered. Tammy Daybell had been classified, in the text message record, as a zombie. The fourth name I mentioned at the start of this episode appears in the same text message record from this period, October and November 2019. The investigators were aware of it during the case. No public document from the trial or the conviction has explained why that name stopped where it stopped. There is a passage in the text messages admitted at trial, one that Chad Daybell's defense never successfully challenged, in which Lori refers to Tammy's condition and Chad responds about her timeline. The specific language of that exchange was described by the lead detective on the case as the clearest statement of premeditation he had seen in 22 years of law enforcement. I have read the testimony about those messages carefully. The detective does not exaggerate. The discovery of Tylee and JJ's bodies came on June 9, 2020, after law enforcement served a search warrant on Chad Daybell's property. Investigators had been looking for the children since November 2019, when their grandmother in Arizona called police to report she had not been able to reach them. Lori Vallo was in Hawaii at the time. She and Chad had been married for less than a month. The bodies were found in separate locations on the property. Tylee's remains had been partially burned. JJ's body was found inside a plastic bag, wrapped in plastic sheeting. The medical examiner established that Tylee had been killed by blunt force and thermal injuries. JJ had been asphyxiated. JJ Vallo had been 7 years old when he died. He liked dinosaurs. His teacher described him to investigators as the kind of child who never came into a room without brightening it. I do not state those things for emotional effect. They are in the case record, and they matter, because the classification system his mother used reduced him to a word that permitted his death. He was not a zombie. He was a child who liked dinosaurs, and he was killed by someone who called him a word that made it easier. There is a question in this case that the courtroom did not answer, and that the appeal record is unlikely to produce. Alex Cox, the man who almost certainly carried out the killings, died before he could be charged. He was Lori's brother. He was present in Salem during the relevant period. He performed the burial. He died in December 2019, and the cause of his death, despite investigation, remains ruled natural. That ruling has been contested by people who have followed the case closely, and the argument on both sides rests on probability rather than evidence. I am not saying Alex Cox was murdered. I am saying that a man who knew everything about three murders died before anyone could put him under oath, and that the people who would have benefited most from his silence had already demonstrated that they understood how to use a classification system to create the conditions for death. The trial of Chad Daybell concluded in June 2024. He was convicted on all counts, three counts of first-degree murder, conspiracy, and insurance fraud. The prosecution used the text messages as the spine of their case, the documentary record of a belief system that functioned, in practice, as a method of identifying targets. The jury returned the verdict in roughly 6 hours. He was sentenced to death. Lori Vallow Daybell was tried and convicted separately in May 2023. She received a life sentence with no possibility of parole. At the time of sentencing, she made a statement to the court that her attorneys later said they wished she had not made. She said that she was at peace. Now, I want to return to the name I mentioned at the opening. There is a third individual who appears in the digital record with language that mirrors the zombie classification used for Tammy, Tylee, and JJ. This person is still alive. Their name has not been made public as part of the conviction record, and the prosecution did not charge anyone in connection with any threat to this person because no crime was committed against them. The investigators who worked this case have confirmed, in interviews given after the conviction, that they are aware of this individual and that the classification was real. What that means is this: the logic that produced three deaths had identified a fourth potential target. That person is alive today for reasons that the public record does not fully explain. Whether it was timing, whether Alex Cox's death in December 2019 disrupted whatever was being planned, whether the investigation that began in November 2019 closed the window before it could open further, none of those questions have been answered in any public proceeding. Chad Daybell's execution date has not been set as of this recording. His appeals are ongoing in Idaho. The Idaho Supreme Court is reviewing the constitutional arguments his defense has raised. None of those arguments address the question of the unnamed fourth person. The case record fills dozens of storage boxes. It contains thousands of text messages, audio recordings, surveillance footage, financial documents, and testimony from individuals who were inside the belief system Lori and Chad built, and who, at some point, chose to talk to investigators. Every document in that record says the same thing in a different register. A system was constructed. The system identified people. The people the system identified are the ones who did not survive it. The word zombie still appears in those records. There is not a single document in those boxes that explains the gap between what JJ Vallow was and what his mother decided to call him. There are two convictions. There is a sentence of death. What the trial did not answer, and the appeal will not answer either, is whether the fourth name in those text messages was a plan that ran out of time, or a plan that was abandoned for reasons nobody has admitted to yet. Was the system still running when the arrests came, or had it already finished what it was designed to do?